立。
Brothers and sisters, let's stand once more.
让我们一起来同心共读圣经主的话语。
Let us read God's word.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
We'll first read it in Mandarin and then in English.
请。路加福音十章二十五到二十八节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。” Now let's read in English. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 25 through 28. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. Please be seated. 大家请坐。求神祝福每一位共读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless any who reads his word.
谁是好撒玛利亚人？
Who is the good Samaritan?
我们知道在这一段的圣经以后，那么这一位的律法师就有问耶稣这个问题，谁是我的邻舍呢？
We know that this teacher of the law would ask Jesus, who then is my neighbor?
耶稣就讲了一个圣经当中非常著名的比喻。
And then Jesus proceeded to speak of what has become a famed parable in the Bible.
好撒玛利亚人。
The Good Samaritan.
在今天，这好撒玛利亚人已经成为了英文当中的一个成语。
Today, this has become a proverbial phrase in just the English language itself.
如果您刚来到美国不久，
So if you just arrived in the US,
甚至你可能第一次走入教会，
Perhaps this is your first time in the church,
你说我不知道什么是好撒玛利亚人，在讲什么。
You may say, who is the Good Samaritan? What is this speaking about?
那祝贺你来对地方了。
Then I congratulate you for you have arrived at the right place.
在这个西方文化当中，如果人家说到 Good Samaritan, 我们应该知道指的是什么。
Within Western culture, if you are to say the Good Samaritan, you probably know what the reference is.
我以前在美国纽约上州一个小城叫做 Troy, 在那边读书。
I previously studied in this town called Troy in upstate New York.
那当地就有一个医院就叫做这个 Samaritan Hospital.
And there was this hospital that was named Good Samaritan Hospital.
那我在网上粗粗的查了一下。
And so I've done a very brief, search online.
这个不完全的统计。
So this is an incomplete statistics.
在美国全国。
Then in the US.
这个叫做 Good Samaritan 或者 Samaritan 的这个 hospital 至少有20家。
There are at least 20 hospitals that are named either a Good Samaritan Hospital or something with Samaritan.
我这只不过是 我这只不过是找出来了其中一部分的这些医院的照片。
And these are simply just partial collection of the pictures of these hospitals.
大家注意到这些医院的标志都是不一样的，都是不同的医院。
You can see that all these hospitals are all different.
你就知道这个 Good Samaritan 这个词在英文当中，甚至在整个西方世界是多么的重要。
But we can see how important this phrase Good Samaritan is within the English language as well as within Western culture itself.
在这个月我们教会有一个迷你的系列正道叫做耶稣所讲的比喻。
This month we have a mini sermon series titled The Parables That Jesus Said.
今天我们要看的第一个比喻就是这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And this first parable will be the parable of the Good Samaritan.
刚才我们已经讲了全美国至少有20间医院都叫这个名字。
So earlier we've made known that there are at least 20 hospitals in the US that are called Good Samaritan or Samaritan something hospital.
那么在这个法律界
Within the world of law.
有一个讲法叫做 Good Samaritan Law, 大家听过吧。
There's a law that's called the Good Samaritan law.
啊，好撒玛利亚人法律。
The Good Samaritan law.
美国很多州都有。
There are many states within the U.S. that has this law.
这是包括世界上很多其他的国家。
Also many other countries in the world.
连我们中国。
Even in China.
前几年都有人在呼吁，我们也要有这个好撒玛利亚人法律。
A few years ago, there were people who began to voice the need for this Good Samaritan law.
为什么呢？等一下我们就会提到。
Why is that? We'll make reference to it later.
哎，那等一下我们也会讲啊，这个啊，给大家看一下这个好撒玛利亚人法律到底讲的是什么。
We'll also be addressing what this Good Samaritan law means.
啊，那讲呢，就是说是为那些啊认为受伤、生病、处于危险当中啊。帮助啊，特别是帮助这些人提供合理援助的人来提供这个法律保护。
Is to offer legal protection to people who give reasonable assistance to those who are or whom they believe to be injured, ill, in peril, or otherwise incapacitated.
那这个保护呢，旨在减少旁观者因担心啊，这个因意外伤害或意外死亡而被起诉啊，而犹豫提供这个帮助的情况。
And this protection is intended to reduce bystanders' hesitation to assist if this hesitation comes for fear of being sued or prosecuted for unintentional injury or wrongful death.
好，那我们今天所读到的这段经文当中，这里有一位律法师。
And so within this scripture that we've read today, there is a teacher of the law.
啊，英文叫做 lawyer, 啊，很多版本都翻译成 lawyer.
And there are many English translations that translate that into lawyer.
啊，但是这个 lawyer 和今天这个 lawyer 和我们这个够好撒玛利亚人法律这个 law 不一样。
But this lawyer within scripture is differently defined from what we understand today as a lawyer.
耶稣时代的那个律法师是很特别的指的一类人。
During the time of Jesus, the person, the lawyer, is someone who is quite uniquely defined.
然后他就啊挑战试探耶稣。
And so he tested, Jesus.
刚才我们已经读过。
And we've read that earlier.
耶稣就用这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻呢去回答他。
And so Jesus replied him with this parable of the Good Samaritan.
那通常来说呢啊我们说到所有这些不管医院的名字或这个法律啊上面都认为这个好撒玛利亚人啊在世俗上社会当中认为是指啊见义勇为的人。
So generally speaking, when we are talking about Good Samaritan, whether of the hospital names or even the Good Samaritan law, we're thinking that this Good Samaritan is someone who would see injustice and move with bravery into it.
啊，或者是热心去帮助人的人。
Or someone who is very passionate and eager to help another.
啊，或者是这个中国大陆文化上面啊，我们一说大家就肯定很会心的知道，就是啊，就是学雷锋的人。
Or there, within Chinese culture, there is a particular reference that I have no clue. So I will need further a little explanation.
这个雷锋就是好人好事啦。
Oh, so if you're a good person, you could do good deeds.
那么今天我们就要一起来看一看这个比喻是不是还有更深一层的含义，单单只是好人好事吗？
But if you are to look deeper, we have to ask the question, is this just about someone good who's doing good?
好，我们一段一段来看。首先我们来看一下这个律法师对耶稣的试探。
So we'll begin, our study by first looking at this testing of Jesus.
刚才读过我们不重复了。
So we'll not repeat what we've read earlier.
这里要请大家注意一个细节。
A detail for us to look at.
这个律法师他起来试探耶稣。
It is said a lawyer stood up to put him to the test.
那个、有的版本英文翻译是 test, 有的版本翻译是 tempt.
So the word test has also been translated as tempted, as tempt.
原文是一个词一个意思。
And so within the original language, this is of the same word.
啊，我和合本的中文和合本翻译很准确就是试探他。
And so within the Chinese translation, it says pretty accurately in terms of it is attempting to test.Or to seek out something from Jesus.
我们知道耶稣多次受过试探，对吧？
We know that Jesus has been tested or tempted multiple times.
啊，很有名的，耶稣刚出来传道，在哪里受试探？
So a famous account would be where was Jesus tempted or tested?
旷野受试探，受谁的试探？
When he first started his ministry, and who was he tempted or tested by?
撒旦试探他。
And it was Satan who was tempting him.
那这里呢，这个律法师他来试探耶稣。
And so here the lawyer was testing Jesus.
所以他有没有怀着一个好心啊？来注意。
Did he come with good intention?
就是别有用心，对不对啊？
Or did he come with a different agenda?
嗯，所以这个律法师在当时，我们说到底指的是些什么一类什么样的人呢
？So when it comes to this lawyer, what kind of a person is he?
他不是今天啊，说是这个 criminal law 或者 civil law 啊，或者是real estate law， 不是这个。
So when it comes to the lawyer, is not someone who is operating within the legal system as we would understand lawyer today.
那这个 law 是指的是 teacher of the law， 是 expert of the Old Testament， 他们是旧约律法的专家和权威。
But that these are people who carry authority in their understanding of the Old Testament.
据说当时这些的律法师，他们很多人即使不是全部，也能够背诵大部分的旧约圣经。
And it is recorded in tradition that many of these lawyers, even if there is not 100%,majority of them could in fact recite most of the Old Testament.
可以说他们对圣经是滚瓜烂熟，了如指掌。
So they are thoroughly, familiar with the Old Testament.
那这一类人人非常少，在当时也是极其的受尊敬。
And they are also highly respected.
他们甚至和那些法利赛人都还有重叠，但也有不同。
And so there are some overlaps with the Pharisees, but then there's also differences.
啊，这法利赛人是什么呢？守律法，守规条，假冒为善。
So the Pharisees, they are law-abiding. They are also known to be hypocritical in their law-abiding.
那么这些的这个律法师呢，他们更是去教导别人关于这个圣经的事情。
Whereas when it comes to these lawyers, they would be teaching, what it means. For the Old Testament to be learned.
那请注意，这个人站起来对耶稣态度尊敬不尊敬呢？
So we could see that when he stood up and he addressed Jesus, did he bring him with him a respectful attitude?
他说夫子，对不对啊？
He did call Jesus teacher.
就是这个我们今天说这个犹太人这个拉比啊 ，rabbi 啊，就是这个词，老师。
Or it would be in today's Jewish, we will understand it as rabbi.
啊。见到人尊称老师。
And so when you see a teacher and you address him as rabbi.
我记得以前啊到这个商店去买东西，那时候工人阶级啊地位最高。
And so I remember there was back in the day when I went to a store, I would go and purchase something, the worker has the highest status.
啊就要叫师傅啊，就工人师傅。
And so you'd be a worker teacher.
那后来粉碎四人帮改革开放呢，这个知识分子地位比较高，见人就叫老师。
And so, but then there was such a switch, begin a switch from worker into the higher status of someone who's a teacher or academic, intellectual elite.
哎，所以在当时这个老师也是一个尊称啊。
And so when it comes to calling another a teacher, it is a respectful term.
这个人很大的问题就是他心里不把耶稣当老师。
But yet, the greatest issue is that he did not actually regard Jesus as a teacher.
他问耶稣
he asked Jesus.
他说夫子我该做什么才能够承受永生
like, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
像对当时的这些律法师来说
So for the lawyers of the time,
虽然他自己这个姿态放得很低
even though,It seems as if they place themselves in a lowly position.
问这样一个问题，我做什么才能承受永生
？He's asking a question, seeking out to say, "What shall I do?"
但他所有做的这一切、讲的这一切，是因为带着陷阱的。
But all the question carried with it entrapments.
对当时那些律法师来说，对当时犹太人来讲
，Because for the Jews of the time,
大家都知道、都晓得、都认为
，They all know and they are convicted in this belief.
如果要说重受永生，这些律法师是当仁不让的。
That for someone to inherit eternal life, well, the first would be these lawyers.
对，这个进天堂，如果在那排队，那这些律法师都是排在前面的。
If there is a line to go into heaven, then these lawyers would be the ones who will be in the front of the line.
所以当他问这个问题的时候，啊，我做什么才能承受永生
？So when he asks this question, what should I do?
但是内心当中，他并不怀疑自己绝对是够资格的。
in his heart, there is no doubt that, well, I am very well qualified.
在当时的文化当中，大家也是这样看的。
So within that culture, it is also, the general population would also give such a regard.
但是他这样一个该做什么，耶稣就反问他了。
But we see that Jesus has a question for him also.
耶稣就反问他说，律法上是怎么写的？你是怎么读你的律法的？
And so Jesus' question back to him is, what is in the law and how do you read it?
这是他最熟最熟的嘛。
Because the law is something that they are most familiar with.
他立刻就回答了。
And so immediately he was able to answer.
他对耶稣的这个反问回答的好不好，弟兄姊妹？
And so if we look at his response, do we think that that's a good response?
这个回答是个标准答案啊。
In fact, it is the perfect answer.
啊，实际上我们这个礼拜要背的就是这段经文，不过不是从路加福音，是从马可福音来。
So we have a memory verse this week, even though it's of the same verse, but it's not from Luke, but from the Gospel of Mark.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，爱主你的神。
It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那《申命记》六章第四节。
And this is also from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
这个犹太人从小长大都知道，都要去背这个的，是诗嘛，他们的诗嘛。
That this Shema, or what this law, or this instruction is called,is memorized from when they were a child.
Yeah. 那这一句话总结了旧约这个十诫的前四条。
And it has this, summary of the first four commandments of the Ten Commandments.
你得爱神。
That you are to love the Lord your God.
然后还有呢，treat your neighbor as yourself.
And you are to regard your neighbor as yourself.
一下又总结了十诫的后六条。
And it would therefore also summarize the next six statements, next six commandments of the Ten Commandments.
不但要爱神，然后还要爱人。
You're not only to love God, you're also to love people.
他答得非常的好，总结的也非常的好。
What a perfect answer and a perfect summary.
那么耶稣就说了，说你回答的是。
And Jesus then responded to him and said, you have answered correctly.
你这样行就必得永生。
Like, do this and you will live.
耶稣没有说你已经得永生了。
Jesus did not say, you already have eternal life.
耶稣说你照着这两条的这个律法的总纲来做，你就能得到永生。
Jesus is saying, if you are able to abide by these two commandments, then yes, you will be able to have eternal life.
主耶稣讲的对不对？
Is Jesus correct in what he
said? 耶稣讲的是非常非常对的。
In fact, what Jesus says is very, very correct.
旧约的律法整个颁给犹太人就是在告诉他们这样一件事情。
That the Old Testament, when it was given to the Jews, is to remind them of such a truth.
神把一个完美的律法给了他们。
That God has given them the perfect law.
说你们得照着做。
And you could abide by it.
你照着做，你能得永生。
If you abide by it, you are able to have eternal life.
但是有一个很大的问题啊。
Yeah, there is a big challenge.
这个很大的问题就是到底谁能做得到呢？
This problem is, who then is able to do so?
耶稣没有跟这个律法师我们在讲说你已经得到，他说你去做你才能得到。
Jesus was saying, well, you have to do it and you can then fulfill, if you are to fulfill this requirement, you will have eternal life.
那我请问大家，这个律法师聪明不聪明？
So is this lawyer clever?
那都是人中的精英啊。
He is an elite of the elites.
在那个时候能够做到这个地位那是非常非常不容易的。
For someone who is able to become a lawyer that has come through quite some training.
耶稣给他讲的又是他自己的本行，讲圣经。
And so Jesus is speaking to him in what he has expertise in.
这个律法师他一听他就明白。他晓得他自己有一个困境啊。
And so this lawyer, when he heard the reply, he knew that he was now in a dilemma.
原来耶稣在告诉他，你还没有永生。
Because Jesus is essentially also saying, well, you do not yet have eternal life.
那你能做得到吗？
Are you able to do it though?
他自己也晓得他做不到。
And so he knows that he's not able to.
但是呢，他又要显明自己有理，大家注意。
And yet at the same time, he's trying to justify to show that he is someone who is reasonable.
所以他就来继续去问耶稣。
So he then asked the next question.
他就这个有的英文解经家就说他就从这个律法当中挑出一个 loophole, 一个漏洞来。
And so there are some commentators who would say that is as if the lawyer then looked for a loophole within the Old Testament, within the law, to try to ask Jesus another question.
然后他就来去 justify himself, 中文翻译显明自己有理啊，或者也可以直接翻译成什么，显明他自己能称义。
And so in the next statement, he's saying he wanted to justify himself. He wanted to show that he on his own, he could be one who is righteous.
Well, we are not justified by ourselves.
But 我们不是靠着自己的义而能够称义。
We are justified by God.
我们是因着神对我们说你有义而有义。
那这个人呢，他挑了个漏洞呢，他把整个爱神的部分一下都跳过去了。
And so when he's speaking about this supposed loophole, it's as if he skips over this whole point of loving God.
就在直接问耶稣这个问题，他说，谁是我的邻舍？ Who's my neighbor?
And so he skipped over and said, then, well, who is my neighbor?
啊，你知道我们中文呢，在这个地方的翻译呢，啊，又是比较好的。啊，有时候我们说中文有的翻译有问题啊，上个礼拜我们讲到这个关乎这个所谓主导文。
And I do think that in this case, the Chinese translation is a more preferred or better translation.
哎，但是呢，有的地方和合本翻译很好。这个爱邻舍如同自己，在中文其他的一些地方啊，圣经里面就翻译成什么四个字？爱人如己，对不对啊？
And so, for example, to love a neighbor as thyself has been translated within Chinese to say that you are to love your neighbor as thyself.
Or love people as yourself.
Or love people as yourself.
爱人如己。
To love people.
所以这个 love your neighbor 实际上就是爱每一个人。
And so to love neighbor, what does that mean? Is to love everyone.
你周围的人，你遇到的人都是你的 neighbor.
Anyone and everyone that you meet, that person is your neighbor.
所以我们的中文和合本才能够这样来翻译。
Which is why within the Chinese Union version, you're able to translate that.
但这个要求太高了。
But we see that this is a very high bar.
啊，而且对当时的犹太人来讲。
And to the Jews of the time.
像他们也不真正是这样去做的。
They are not doing in accordance to that law.
当时的拉比的教导就认为。
And during that time, the rabbi has this teaching.
那些外邦人不是邻舍。
They think that the Gentiles would not be neighbors.
那罗马人不是邻舍。
That Romans are not neighbors.
那撒玛利亚人更不是邻舍。
And worst of all, the Samaritans.
只有跟我同族、同种、同信仰的我这些犹太人才是我的邻舍。
Only those who are of the same ethnicity, of my same background, of the same belief, me as a Jew, that is my neighbor.
所以当这个律法师问出来说谁是我的邻舍呢？
And so when the lawyer asks, well, who then is my neighbor?
这隐含的意思就是谁不是我的邻舍呢？
Well, the inference would also be that who is not my neighbor?
可是你知道这个问题本身是很讽刺的。
But this question is quite sarcastic.
如果按照我们中文的翻译，爱人如己。
And so if according to that Chinese translation, and we say that we are to love people as ourselves,
那他等于就在问说谁是人啊？
We would be asking, well,
对不对?
Who then is a person?
那隐含意思就是谁不是人。
Or we could say then, who then is not a person?
我不把谁当人。
Who do I disregard as a human person?
当然我们知道当时犹太人确实有不把一些人当人。
And indeed, we have seen, we do know that the Jews did regard some as non-human.
好，那耶稣就来继续回答他了。
So Jesus continued his reply.
就讲到这个好撒玛利亚人的这个故事。
And spoke of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
啊，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。
That there was a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
啊，因为时间的关系，我们就不把它全读了，我们摆在这里，大家可以来看。
We're just going to show you the passage due to a.
啊，我知道我们很多弟兄姊妹也都很熟悉这段的经文。
And there are brothers and sisters, I think you are quite familiar with this particular passage.
那这是啊，英文在这边。
And you see this in English.
那基本上主耶稣就来回答他说，有一个人从耶路撒冷要到耶利哥。
And so a person is going down to Jericho from Jerusalem.
哎，那么呢，这个人后来就遇到麻烦了，然后就遇到三个人，前面两个人都不帮他。
And this person got into a trouble, and he was met with three people. The first two did not help him.
遇到的这个第三个撒玛利亚人才来救助他。
And on the third encounter was with a Samaritan, and a Samaritan, in fact, offered help.
是这样一个故事。
This is the parable.
那么我们先来讲一讲这个背景啊。这个人从耶路撒冷啊要下耶利哥。
We can speak a little bit about the background of this parable from Jerusalem to Jericho.
那么这个耶利哥城呢是很特别的一个城市。
Jericho is a special city.
那特别在哪里呢？
Why is it special?
全世界海拔最低的城市。
Because it is of, at the lowest point of, in terms of sea level.
它在这个耶路撒冷东边大约今天35公里的距离。
And it's about 35 miles east of Jerusalem.
那我们知道耶路撒冷是在山上。
We know that Jerusalem is perched on a hill.
所以从耶路撒冷到耶利哥这个海拔落差了3350英尺，超过1000米。
So there is a difference in of 3,350 feet when it comes to their respective sea levels.
然后在当时耶稣那个时代呢，走过的是要穿过这种狭窄的这个峡谷。
And when they move from Jerusalem to Jericho, they have to go through a tight valley.
路很不好走。
It's not an easy journey.
也很适合强盗隐藏然后就突袭这个行人。
And it's also especially suited for robbers to spring an attack on these travelers.
因为历史家告诉我们这条路呢它比较直。
This particular road is quite straight.
从老远就能看到有人走过来。
So from afar, you are actually able to see that there's a traveler on the road.
那强盗就可以在这个峡谷里面就埋伏好。
And so some of these robbers, they could set up an ambush quite easily.
那么另外一个角度，如果要是路边有人在这里受伤了、耽搁了、歇脚了，远远你能看到前面有人。
And on the other perspective is that if you are to be hurt and you are on the roadside, you too could see that someone is coming towards you from afar.
好了，那这个下耶哥这个人呢，遇到强盗，强盗把他东西抢了，把他打伤了。在路边奄奄一息打个半死这圣经讲。
So within scripture it tells us that this person was traveling to Jericho, he was beaten up by the robbers and he was about to die.
那第一个来的人是个祭司。
The first who came was a priest.
从这个上下文我们显然知道这个被打的人是犹太人，要大家注意。
And so from the context we will understand that this person who was beaten to near death, he is a Jew.
那个祭司是犹太人当中在圣殿里来服侍，负责向神献祭烧香的，这叫祭司，亚伦的后代。
And we'll see that the priest is a descendant of Aaron, and they are charged with offering up sacrifices on behalf of the people at the holy temple.
这个祭司呢，实际上他远远的应该就能够看到这边有一个人受伤。
And so for the priest, he is able to see from afar that there is someone who is injured on the roadside.
靠近以后看得更清楚。
And when he draws closer to this person, he would be able to see even more clearly.
但是圣经告诉我们用的那个原文用那个词的意思就是远远看到了然后就从旁边远远的绕过去。
But the description within the Bible is to say that when he saw, he passed it and he took another long way around the person who is now on the floor, on the ground.
视而不见。
Though he sees, he does not see the person.
那么有人解释说很可能这个祭司这样做是什么原因呢
?And so there is a possible explanation of why the priest did that.
因为在当时那个时代呢任何人触碰死尸都不洁净。
Because within the ceremonial law, if you are to touch a corpse, you will be unclean for 7 days.
那个祭司呢是做圣殿服侍的那他如果要是碰到死尸那就更不洁净。
And so if you're a priest and you touch a corpse, you'll be even more unclean.
因为这个人你知道已经是半死 he's dying.
And we see that this person is dying.
那么这个祭司一看到这种情况呢我不管了。
And so the priest, when he saw that this person was half dead, decided, well, I'm not going to care then.
因为有人还提到因为在当时这个祭司啊整个这个亚伦支派下来好几百人有人说800多人有人说更多。
And at the same time, there is also another possible explanation, and that is because with the descendants from Aaron within that tribe, there are maybe 800 or more priests.
那么他们能服侍的时间呢又不长，大约25岁到50岁，或者有的时候是30岁到50岁。
And so they could, and the their term in terms of how long they could minister is pretty short, whether 25 to 50 or 30 to 50 years old.
那照顾到的祭司, 然后要到殿里面去, 圣殿当中去服侍,
and in order for them to serve in the Holy Temple,
要分班次, 来抽签,
that they have to draw lots to have their shifts.
在当时有的这个祭司亚伦的后代是做祭司的, 抽签一辈子都没有抽到一次, 到圣殿当中去服侍。
In fact, there were some descendants who never was able to obtain a lot to put them on a shift.
对这个祭司来说,
and so for this particular priest,
有人就解释, 他非常的谨慎小心。
Someone gave an explanation of how this priest is extremely careful.
如果千万不能够碰到这个人,
that he must never ever touch this person.
我万一碰到他了, 在这个救他的过程当中死掉了,
and what if I touch this person and in the moment of touching, this person passes away?
回去本来抽签抽到我到圣殿去服侍, 完了,
so
没机会了。
It could be that it would have been my turn to serve in the temple, but I would have to pass on that opportunity.
哎，所以他就从那边
And so he walked on the other side.
看到他自己的同胞啊，犹太人啊，邻舍应该是他的邻舍，不管。
He saw his fellow kin and his neighbor, but he did not. He was not involved.
好，那下面来的第二个人，利未人。
And next comes the Levite.
啊，所有这些祭司都是利未人。
All the priests, they are Levites.
啊。 但是利未人不都是祭司,
but not all Levites are priests.
啊, 只有是亚伦的后代才能够做祭司。
Priests are strictly for the descendants of Aaron.
但是贝鲁回归以后, 当然有一些利未人, 因为他们的这个洁净, 因为他们的敬虔, 也参与到祭司的服侍当中。
But this rule began to change after the exile. There are some Levites who are not descendants of Aaron, but they are very pious, and they too begin to serve as priests.
哎，那这些立位人他们做的时候是做圣殿当中其他方面的服饰。
And so they do serve in other capacities within the temple grounds.
挑水烧柴。
They would prepare the wood or water.
啊，不要小看，都是很重要的服饰。
These are still important ministry services.
还有圣殿里面诗班的服饰。
Also involved in the choir.
哎，立位人。
Levites.
所以这个利未人呢, 他也是啊, 离神很近的, 要到圣殿里面去做事的。
And this Levite too will have to be on the temple grounds, and so there will be close contact with in terms of ministering to God.
耶稣讲这故事里面, 他跟那个, 祭司一样, 不管的, 也走掉了。
So within the parable that Jesus speaks, the same thing, the Levite walks the other way.
好, 那么就现在就是第三个人了, 就是这个, 一个撒玛利亚人。
And now we've arrived at the third person, and that's the Samaritan.
那个撒玛利亚人, 刚才我们已经介绍过了, 好多弟兄姊妹也都熟悉, 啊, 如果是你刚来到教会当中, 啊, 你可能对这个Samaritan, 啊, 不是很了解呢, 我们要介绍。
And so I'm going to do an introduction of this person, or this type of people called the Samaritans.
啊, 这个撒玛利亚人啊, 和这犹太人呢, 实际上他们是有这个血缘关系的。
And so the Samaritans are related by blood to the Jews.
啊, 就是像这个, 啊, 同父异母的brother这样的意思。
But it is as if they share the same father or different mothers.
啊, 就类似这样子的, 好, 打个比方来说。
If you were to use an analogy, then you could say that they are related in that kind of arrangement.
啊, 但是呢, 这些撒玛利亚人呢, 在几百年以前, 他们呢, 这个血统为什么开始不纯, 而且信仰也不纯呢? 因为他们当时北国啊, 这, 犹太, 那时候还不叫犹太, 啊, 那时候是北国以色列, 南国犹大, 北国以色列就被一个国家, 亚述灭掉了。
And so this has to go back a few hundred years back into the history of Israel. At that time, Israel was divided into the northern kingdom called Israel and the southern kingdom called Judah.
啊, 具体这个发生在什么时候呢? 主前 721年的时候。
And so this happened in BC 721, and when Israel was invaded and captured by the northern kingdom called Assyria that was mixed marriages. And so it became an impure bloodline, an impure religious system.
所以这个北国的后来这些后代,他们就血统上不纯,然后在信仰上面也不纯了。
And so these descendants from the northern kingdoms, they would have impure blood, so to speak, and impure religious system.
因为这个北国人他们本来他们就不到耶路撒冷去拜，要到基利心山上去拜。
And so, first of all, these northerners, they do not go to Jerusalem for worship.
那么亡国以后呢，周围其他一些民族的人也被迁进来，他们就开始混搭。
And after the northern kingdom was dissolved,You have other races who also came into the area, and with the intermarriages, there was a loss in terms of purity of blood.
So, we 讲过这个撒玛利亚人实际上是跟这个犹太人是最接近的，住的也最近。
And so, the Samaritans, in terms of location, they are closest to the Judeans and the people of Judah, and at the same time, in terms of blood relationship, they are also the closest.
血缘上也近。
Related closest to the blood.
但是他们双方的敌意是特别的深。
But they have the deepest antagonism toward each other.
在当时耶稣那个时代，犹太人已经分散到罗马帝国的很多的地方。
During the time of Jesus, we'll see that many of the people of Judah, they've already been dispersed across the entire Roman Empire.
住在这个罗马住在亚历山大住在这个安提亚的等等，住在很多的城市，犹太人。四散，那很多人犹太人都不会讲希伯来文，只会讲希腊文。
They were in Rome, in Alexandria, in Antioch, and they may not necessarily know how to speak Hebrew. In fact, they might be more fluent in Greek.
可是就在他们旁边紧挨着这块地区叫撒玛利亚他们犹太人不进去。
But there is this particular area called Samaria, which is totally out of bounds. Out of bounds for the people of Judah.
我就是绕着路走，我也不到撒玛利亚人的村庄和城镇去。
They would rather take a long way around rather than to take a direct path through the towns of Samaria.
在旧约当中，大家知道这个尼希米记尼希米修城墙。
So in the Old Testament, in the book of Nehemiah, in the reconstruction of the city walls.
那给他们这个修耶路撒冷城墙来捣乱的很多都是什么人？就是那个。撒玛利亚人。
And we could remember that many of the supposed the name troublemakers, one particular group was the Samaritans.
而且双方曾经有这个暴力的冲突，撒玛利亚人曾经冲入圣殿，而且污秽犹太人的圣殿。
So there were accounts of violent encounters, including Samaritans just invading the holy temple grounds in Jerusalem and causing it to be unclean.
所以他们这个不单单是这些犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人，撒玛利亚人也看不起犹太人。
And so there was mutual disdain.
我们看的是路加福音第十章，对吧？路加福音第九章就记载有一件事情。
And we've been looking at Luke 10. We can also look into Luke 9.
这里讲到耶稣定义要往耶路撒冷去。
And it tells us that Jesus has decided to go through,
Samaria.
To go to Samaria.
Yeah. 那么呢，耶稣打发使者在他前头走故意经过撒玛利亚的村庄。
And so they purposely went into the village of the Samaritans and Jesus had sent messengers before him.
耶稣就跟当时犹太人不一样的，专门就走耶路撒玛利亚这条路。
Jesus was quite different from his Jewish contemporaries. He would go directly into Samaria.
可是这些撒玛利亚人一知道他要到耶路撒冷去，不接待他们的。
But the moment that these Samaritans knew that he was coming in, they refused to host him.
大家看到吧，双方的这个敌意很深很深。
You could see the deep mutual antagonism.
但是耶稣就讲到说，这个第三个人就是一个撒玛利亚人。
But here in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus says, well, there's a third person, and the person is a Samaritan.
今天我们老说 Good Samaritan, Good Samaritan, 我们说都英语里成为一个成语了，对吧？
And so today we continue to say Good Samaritan, because Good Samaritan is vernacular to our English language.
对耶稣那个时代的人来说，你说 Good Samaritan, 他们就说 what?
And for the crowds during Jesus' time, when you say Good Samaritan, they will go, what?
这个好撒玛利亚人这个讲法是个悖论的，你知道吧
？In fact, that would have been a paradox if you were to say is a good Samaritan.
撒玛利亚就没好人。
If you're a Samaritan, you're not a good person.
好人就不是撒玛利亚人。
If you're a good person, you can't be a Samaritan.
大家明白这个意思吧
？If you could understand what that means.
就跟最近我们跟国内的这个亲人有时候联系的时候，我不知道你们有注意到都恨美国恨得要死
So I don't know if you realize that in recent times when we are interacting with families back in China,
美国还有什么好人呢?
They really have such a disdain for America. So they would say, how can there be any good person in the U.S.?
好了，我们不说美国。
So let's not talk about America.
我们说说关系比较近一点的。
Let's talk about a relationship that is closer.
有时候很有意思，跟人之间呢。 我记得以前有一次讲到，也讲到这个问题啊。耶稣在这个使徒行传一章第八节那个大使命里讲到，就是但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，然后就直到地极，做我的见证人，对吧？这是主讲的。And
so there's something that is quite interesting because Jesus, before he ascended back into heaven, he gave the commandment for them to bring the gospel from Jerusalem to Judah. To Samaria and to the ends of the world.
讲完撒玛利亚，直接就蹦到地极了。
After Samaria, next would be the ends of the world.
最重要的不是那个地理上的那个挑战困难。
So the most challenging factor is in fact not geographical.
是心里面的那个仇恨。
Is the hate in the heart.
这个人常常都是这样的，近的人反而你却恨他。
And so with humans, it's often easier for us to hate those who are closer to us.
犹太和撒玛利亚。
And so you have Judah and Samaria.
中国大陆和台湾。
Or you have China and Taiwan.
北韩和南韩。
Or you have North and South Korea.
俄罗斯和乌克兰。
Or Russia and Ukraine.
笑什么？ 对对对。 对对对，还有Duke UNC。我感谢神，来到教会里面，大家就这个化干戈为玉帛啊！离得这么近，但是互相啊，这个眼中都冒着仇恨的火光啊。Even
though you're placed so close to one another or each other, but there's such flames of hatred in the eyes.
但看看现在这个海峡两岸，这都闹成什么样子了？And
we have seeing some of the tense relationship within the straits.
我先要声明啊。
But let me make a declaration.
我是中国人，我盼望中国能够和平统一。
I am a China Chinese, and I do hope to see that there is peace and harmony.
但是我实在不愿意看到现在这样的情形啊。
But I do not wish to also see what is going on at this moment.
我就看到网络上有个人讲，是台湾人到这个网上就是大陆那个淘宝去订点东西，买点东西。
I've seen some news reports, for example, a Taiwanese would go onto the website Taobao.
本来海峡两岸一家亲嘛, 这个运东西, 然后你也能够有收入, 不挺好的吗? 互相经济繁荣发达。
Well, if you are allowed of economic freedom and exchange of goods, isn't that a win-win for both?
淘宝那个商家说, 你是台湾的,
but the merchant on Taobao said, well, you're a Taiwanese, I'm not going to sell the product to you.
我只能说求主怜悯。And
I can only say, may the Lord have mercy.
既然我们说两边都是中国人。If
you are to say that both sides are Chinese.
是同文同种的。That
we are of the same ethnicity, of the same language.
那就不要兵戎相见。Then
we do not engage one another with weapons.
不要自相残杀。Do
not have a civil war.
好了，我们继续往下看。
And so, if you proceed further in the scripture,
我们所讲的跟世俗的这个讲法好像不大一样。
And so, it may seem like we are speaking something that is different from what the world says.
刚才我们提到雷锋同志。
And so, we talked about the comrade 雷锋。
雷锋同志叫爱憎分明。
He says things very black and white in terms of clarity, in terms of what to love and hate.
雷锋是谁呢? 简单来说就是毛主席的好战士。
And who is Comrade 雷锋? He is a good partner to Chairman Mao.
Yeah, Chairman Mao. 好,那在中国的传统文化当中, 我们一般都知道儒家思想这个, 在美国长大也听过 Confucius。
And so within Confucian thoughts,
yeah, 那么呢,还有另外的中国一个古代哲学家叫墨子。
There is Confucius, but then there's actually another ancient Chinese a philosopher by the name of Mozi.
他讲叫兼爱非攻, 这大家知道,对吧?
Well,
这个就是讲universal love, love.
He speaks about universal love.
结果就被儒家学者批评。
But, he was criticized by Confucian, those who follow after Confucianism.
哇，这个上纲上线非常高。
There's again, I guess great antagonism.
Yeah, 对，说这个末世讲兼爱是无父也，不认自己爸爸。
And so, most universal love is without a father.
啊，然后呢，进一步是无父无君是禽兽也。
And if someone is without a father or a ruler, then that person is a beast.
所以什么人都爱没有原则。
So if you're to love everything, then there is no, it's an unprincipled person.
啊，然后就把人骂得跟禽兽一样。
And then there is now, therefore, a reference to a person as a beast.
好，大家注意啊，这个墨子思想跟我们基督教圣经的思想是有不同的。
But we do see that there is a difference between what Moses speaks of as universal love and what Christianity speaks of.
我们基督徒是讲原则的。
We do speak of principles.
基督徒也是讲智慧的。
We also speak of wisdom.
哎，我们对圣经的这个对包括这个战争的看法，这个以前我们也讲过，不再重复。
We have made teachings on what war is, and so here I will not repeat.
我们也相信有的战争是正义的战争，是必要的战争，比如说反抗侵略。
We do believe that there are some wars that are justified, in, for example, to fight against an invasion.
同时我们也知道现实情况下我们不可能对所有人的爱在我们自己有限的这样一个罪人当中说完全都是一样而且不加分别。
And at the same time, we know that we are limited in our sinful nature and in the ability to love everyone equally or fairly.
啊，我们爱我们的父母。
We do love our parents.
我们爱我们的亲人。
We love our families.
但是另一方面。
And at the same time.
在神的爱中有一个层次的爱，这样一个层次爱是一个超越的爱，这个爱叫做神爱世人。
Within the love of God, there is this particular realm that rides above all human love, and that is God loves the world.
不管是我喜欢的人，还是我的仇敌，我都爱他。
That whether it's someone that I prefer or someone who is my enemy, I would love the person.
那这样一种讲法，对这个律法师来说，这是一个革命性、颠覆性的这样一个概念。
So for this lawyer, this understanding of love would have been revolutionary. Would have turned his whole world upside down.
耶稣问这个律法师说：“这三个哪一个是强盗手中的邻舍呢？”
And so Jesus asked this particular lawyer, "Who then is the neighbor?"
这个律法师一听，他当然知道谁是了，对不对
？And so this lawyer would know who this neighbor is.
可是他就不说撒玛利亚人这个词，他就说是怜悯他的。
He refuses to say the name Samaritan, and he says the one who is merciful.
啊，耶稣说，你就照着去行吧。
And Jesus says, well then you go and do likewise.
照着谁去行？照着祭司去行？照着利未人去行？还是照着那个撒玛利亚人去行
？And to do likewise, who is the likewise? Is it the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan?
对一个律法师说，你要照着这个撒玛利亚人去行，对他来说，从来没有听过啊。
For the lawyer, this is unheard of for him to have to follow the example of a Samaritan.
但是耶稣却对他就是这样的要求。
But Jesus has such a requirement for him.
好了，但是我们没有停留在这里，弟兄姊妹们。
But this is not the end.
我们在讲的不是单单只是说我们要做好人好事去帮助有需要的人。
Because we are not only talking about a good person doing good deeds to help another.
现在没有时间举例子，我这里实际上有准备一些例子要给大家分享。
And due to time constraint, I'm not able to give you more examples.
我们都有经历过，甚至我也可以说啊，我们来到美国也感受到这个国家，尤其我们说二三十年以前，再往久的说以前啊，在基督教信仰更浓厚的氛围当中，我们体到很多这些基督徒给我们的关怀和帮助。
So if you're to remember our times when we first come to the United States, and perhaps this is even 20, 30 years ago, when there is a stronger sense of a Christian atmosphere, we've received many of the goodness from Christians.
有多少人在路边开车，车子抛锚了，停在那里，很快就有车子，有时候还不止一辆车子停在你后面，主动提供帮助，有没有遇到过？举个手。
Or simply a general population. For example, if you have a car and you have to pull to the roadside, There will not only be one, but multiple cars will line up behind you to offer you help, and those hands will raise the, those who have received such help.
很多人都遇到过, 我遇到过不止一次。
I received more, such help more than once.
我非常的感动。
And I'm very moved.
哇,这些人怎么这么愿意去帮助人啊?
I'm thinking, why are these people so eager to offer assistance?
你知道,如果要是那个祭司啊, 当时走过去看到远远那边, 有个人受伤了,他如果是中国人的话,
So if you think that the priest is a Chinese,
你知道他大概会怎么想吗?
And he saw the person from afar, what do you think the person or the priest, this Chinese priest would think?
八九不离十,他也是绕着走, 但是我看他大概会想啊, 这个人别是碰死我呀。
痛苦。
Oh, 就是 blame me for his stuff.
Yeah, so it probably will also take the other way around, but would say, well, I'm going to instead be blamed for whatever has happened to you.
对不对? 一把抓住我, 你赔我钱, 是你把我, 这个打伤的。
Am I actually misidentified me as the Chinese priest who, as the perpetrator on him?
对不对? 南京彭宇案的法官不是这么判的吗? 对不对? 你为什么去帮他? 那你肯定你就有责任, 你才帮他。
So there was this particular case in Nanjing where the judge, in fact, did put a sentence on the one who helped and said, why did you even help the person?
好吧, 即使不那么样想,
So even if that's not the thought line,
我想大概大家可能都是保持一份戒心啊。
It may be that we all have a guarded heart.
哦,这个人在路边这个样子。
We will see that while this person is, you know, lying by the roadside.
是不是一个陷阱啊?
Is this a trap?
博取我的同情。
Maybe it's trying to earn my sympathy.
我放松我的警惕。
Or maybe to let my guard down.
然后突然就被打一闷棍。
And all of a sudden, I might be, just hit on the back by a bat.
然后就被送到锋线的黑砖窑里面去了。
And then I might be sent into some dark cave.
真的我不是在开玩笑,其实我们很多人我们真的是很有这种警觉性,你知道我刚来美国我的警觉性非常高。
And even though it sounds like a tease, but it's in fact, in reality, we have such a caution. And when I first came to the US, I was in fact always on high alert.
但是现在美国的堕落啊,急速的堕落已经不像是当年那个样子了。
But this rapid degradation of the US is no longer like what was before.
好,我们没有办法再多讲了。
We are not able to say more.
我要跟大家分享的是什么呢?
So what are we to ponder over?
我们要再进一步思想的是, 回过来, 这个问题本来他问耶稣是这么问, 他说谁是我的邻舍?
So the question that was posed to Jesus was, who is my neighbor?
然后耶稣在最后回答讲完故事回答他, 问的有点不一样, 说, 这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢?
And Jesus would reply, his final question is, so of which of the three would you, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
但看到这里有不同, 看到吧?
You see that there is a difference.
好, 这里呢, 先要讲一点关于解经方面的, 啊, 这个背景。
And so we are to speak a little on the background in terms of, exegetical approach towards this scripture.
在主后三世纪有一位教父叫俄利根。
So there is a church father by the name of Oregon.
这个俄利根的非常喜欢寓意解经、灵异解经。
And so he is known to have allegorical exegesis on this scripture.
这个俄利根在有些地方他是有偏差的。
And so in some areas there are he does sway off track.
那么这个俄利根在解好撒玛利亚人这一段的时候呢，他就用整个是灵异解经。
And so when it comes to the Good Samaritan, he thought of it as a full allegory.
他这个遇到强盗这个人呢是老亚当。
And so it is the old Adam who met the robbers.
然后这个耶路撒冷呢是伊甸园。
Jerusalem as Eden.
耶利哥呢从伊甸园到世界去嘛，世界，耶利哥是世界。
So Jericho would represent the world.
所以呢,这就是讲到这个人的这个堕落,从上往下走嘛,落差很大的。
And so going from Jerusalem to Jericho mimics that fall from heights of goodness.
这个强盗是谁呢? 当然就是世界上的这个敌对的黑暗势力。
Who are the robbers? They would be the evil antagonistic forces of the world.
第一个经过的祭司代表律法。
The priest would represent the law.
然后又来一位，这个利未人，利未人代表先知。
The Levites would represent the prophets.
然后又来撒玛利亚人，撒玛利亚人代表基督。
And the Samaritan would represent Christ.
后来这个撒玛利亚人不是把这个受伤的人带到客店里面去吗？
And with the Samaritan bring this person who is half dead to the inn.
客店代表教会。
The inn represents the church.
哎，那么这个撒玛利亚人说，我还要再回来代表基督的第二次再来。
And so the Samaritan says, I will return for you, and that represents, the second coming of Christ.
把这样一种的解经提供给大家，这是在教会历史上，这个一千多年的这样一种解释。
This is a particular exegetical approach towards this passage, and has been in church history for 1,000 years.
灵异解经是一个很复杂的话题，是解经学上一个专门要讲的一个话题。
So when it comes to hermeneutics, which is the arts of scripture interpretation,When it comes to allegorical understanding, it is, a very controversial subject.
我非常简单的说，灵异解经是要很小心的。
But we would say it in a simplistic form that when you are to interpret something allegorically, it requires great care.
不能随意的去应这样一种的灵异解经、寓意解经，这个就代表这个，这个就代表那个。
That is not so, clear or easy for us to always go.From one to say that it represents another.
但是另一方面，我们也不绝对的否认寓意解经。
On the other hand, we would do not absolutely deny, the validity of an allegorical interpretation.
因为圣经里面确实也有。
Because within scripture, there is such interpretation.
那为什么要讲到俄利根的这段的这个解经呢？
So why are we talking about, Oregon?
我自己个人我不会认为说每一个都是一定是那么详细的，我也找不到圣经的根据，这只不过是一家之词而已。
So I'm not one to say that while there is no such biblical references, and it's not substantiated.
但是另一方面，相当多的解经家至少有这几点的共识。
But at the same time, there is some common grounds among many other theologians.
这里和大家分享的，我是同意的。
Here, as shared with you, with you all.
这个受伤的人 sorry. 受伤的人代表等待拯救的世人。
For the one who is injured, that's someone who is waiting to be saved.
We are dying. People are dying.
就已经人在奄奄一息。
这个强盗就是那个撒旦恶者。
And you see that the robbers indeed is Satan, is the evil one.
这好撒玛利亚人。代表着基督。
And the good Samaritan is Christ.
你看这一位的好撒，这一位撒玛利亚人，基督和撒玛利亚人一样，是被人拒绝的。
We see that this Samaritan is one who is rejected.
基督是不顾一切的来拯救这个人，付出一切的代价来拯救这个人的。
And yet this Samaritan would pay the full price to come and rescue this person.
基督也是应许我们，他还要再来，让我们得到全然的救赎。
And Jesus does promise that he is going to return and will receive salvation in full.
好了，那现在我们就要看了。他本来问说谁是我的邻舍，耶稣说哪一个是那落在强盗手中人的邻舍。
So to the question of who is my neighbor, Jesus answered, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
一般我们的重点都落在说我们要像这个好撒玛利亚人第三个人这样去帮助人。
Oftentimes, our focus would land on wanting to imitate the Samaritan to do good to help this person.
但是在耶稣的这个比喻和回答当中，还有一个进一步的问题，就是我们可以问一问这个律法师，今天我们也问一问我们自己，我是谁？
And so the question we could, in fact, press further, is to say, well, who then are we?
耶稣在对那个律法师说，你就是那个落在强盗手中的人，对吗？
Jesus, in fact, is pointing to the lawyer and saying that, well, you are as one who was beaten half dead.
撒玛利亚人是你的邻舍。
And Samaritan is your neighbor.
那今天你和我，我们或者现在仍然是，或者曾经是，那一个奄奄一息的人。
And about you and I, we could be or we are still the one who is half dead.
那个需要别人来帮助拯救我们，我靠我们自己再怎么样没有办法救自己了。
The one who is unable to save himself or herself.
耶稣爱你爱我。
Jesus loves you and loves me.
他来到世间。
He's come to the world.
为你流血舍身。
That he bled for you.
为你付上一切的代价。
They paid all the costs.
让你能够得到生命。
Such that we can receive life.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主你自己的大爱和怜悯。
We thank you, Lord, for your great love and your mercy.
感谢主给我们好撒玛利亚的比喻和榜样。
We thank you for giving us the parable and the example of the Good Samaritan.
我们也晓得我们要尽心尽意的爱主爱人。
We know that we are to love the Lord our God as well as people with our whole person.
我们靠我们自己真是本行不出来。
We know that by on our own we are not able to do so.
我们真是奄奄一息，是将死的人。
We are people who are half dead. We are dying.
主要感谢你怜悯我们，拯救我们。
Lord, but we thank you for having mercy on us, for rescuing us.
求主加添我们的力量。
Lord, we pray that you will give us strength.
更好的爱主。
To love the Lord better.
更好的爱我们周遭的每一个人。
To love the one who is around us better.
活出主的爱。
To live out the love of the Lord.
活出与这个世界的不同。
To live out the difference from this world.
奉耶稣的名。
By the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.